Tonight we are going to be preaching on. I am going to be preaching on the Ten Commandments. And I would like you to open your Bible to Exodus 19:12. Look in verse 12, and it says, "And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the bound of it." Now, I would like you to underline this next part in your Bible, if you can. And it says, "Whosoever toucheth the mountain shall be surely put to death." Now, it's instructing that to them. It's not saying, do it and maybe you shall. It says you shall surely be put to death. Now let's look in Exodus 20, verse 1. And it says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which hath brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." Now, this is the first commandment. It says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Now, that must be pretty special if it's the first commandment. Now, what that means is, well, everybody has an idol in their life. And your idol might be TV, your car, money, your house, anything. So it says, "Thou shalt have no other god." It's also talking about those other things. Mostly, most things can be idols. Like, we could spend more time with them than we do reading the Bible. Now, everybody does it. That's the first commandment, and it says, "Thou shalt." The next verse says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any golden images of any likewise of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth." Or that is in the water under the earth. Now let's skip down to verse 7, and this is second commandment, and it says, "Thou shalt not take the name of thy Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him Gulterness that taketh Gentiles that taketh the name in vain." Now that means thou shall not take the Lord's God, the Lord's name in vain. Now every once in a while I'm somewhere and I hear the word and I hear someone take that name in vain. Now, look down to verse 8, and it says, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy thy man servant, nor thy maid servant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strange that is within the gate." Now, most people have worked on Sunday, like in the Sunday afternoon. Most people have worked. Well, for kids, the Bible says that thou shalt obey your father. And my father, sometimes makes me do yard work on Sunday. So, I...
You need to show him that verse.
Well, it's actually in two places. We'll look at that later. Let's see, where was I? For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now, he could have just made the earth with, in 1 second. But he didn't. He made it in 6 days. He made it in 6 days. And then on the seventh, he rested. He did that so that we could have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's why he did that. But on Sunday, he rested. Like, he rested on the seventh day. So that's an example of why we should rest and worship God on Sunday. Now, here's, it does say, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, that's not only for children, that's for everyone in the world. Now, their parents might be dead, like if they're older, but they can still remember what they said and follow that. Now, some people don't really listen to their parents when they was a kid, and then they grow up and they hear about Christ, and then they're like, oh, I wish I wouldn't have listened to my parents. I would like you to look in go to Ephesians 6, and in verse 1, and it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now I've gotten trouble before, and my dad told me to sit on the floor and say that verse out loud, and I did it. Now in verse 2 it says, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now with every commandment there's a promise. So, with every commandment, there's a promise. So, that means with every instruction that God gives us, there's a promise if we follow them. Now look down in verse 3, and it says, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Go back to Exodus 20, and let's look in verse 13, and it says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, which thou shalt not get a divorce. Thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor thy manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his oxen, nor his ass, which in our days right now that's a bad word, but back in the Bible it meant donkey. So, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Now it said, all the people saw the thunders and the lightnings, and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed instead of far off. So they were so scared that they like backed away probably like 10 feet or so. And that's it.